This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasan with Kusu Chuang and Noelle Lim in the studio this morning. Noelle, we missed you. How have you been?
I'm good. Good to be back again for the week.
Yes, we missed you at The Morning Run during the 6 a.m. Stretch. But right now, it's time for the serious side of serious business. And we're in about 15 minutes. We'll be taking a look at the reopening of schools with Datin Azima of Page. But before that, our favorite part, the markets. Chuang, how did the U.S. do?
Well, America saw the Dow gain about 2.2%. The S&P was up by 1.2%. The NASDAQ was up by 0.2%.
Just
0.2%.
And what about Asia, Noel? How did that do?
Well, I suppose markets have come back roaring back again, testing some new highs. So Asian markets, the Nikkei is up 2.5%. The Hang Seng up 1.9%. The Shanghai Composite was up 1%, and then the Straits Times 1.2%, and FBM KLCI, however, was down 1%.
Yeah,
that's from Friday.
That's it. But now for more on global markets, we speak to Jack Hoozy, Director of Strategy at VFS Group. Jack, are you there on the line with us?
I'm here. Thank you for having me, and welcome back, Noel.
Always a pleasure having you on the line with us, Jack. Now, last night, the U.S. market rally was tempered by deteriorating U.S.-China tensions as the U.S. considers sanctions on Chinese officials and firms over Hong Kong. What's the impact going to be if sanctions are imposed?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing hanging over markets at this point in time. In terms of the U.S.-China relations, I don't think they've ever been worse. I think they're at their lowest point. We saw the threatening of delisting of, you know, Chinese entities listed in the U.S. or on ADRs. We saw a retaliation from the Chinese, you know, threatening their own list. And we're now seeing increasing tensions over what's happening in Hong Kong. So, you know, as the threats of the virus somewhat abate and as economies reopen and as the rates in terms of spikes start to lessen, this is probably the biggest weight hanging over global markets at this point in time, whether the two largest superpowers, the two drivers of global economies around the world, can come together towards some sign of armistice. So I really believe, I said this last week, that tensions have never been higher between these two countries. I think they're a little bit sick of each other at this point in time. And the question is, where do they go? So, and this will really affect global economies around the world. It'll affect global supply chains and it'll affect global markets. In particular, you know, big tech firms which have driven this rally we've seen, this enormous rally we've seen over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So it's definitely something that investors around the world should be watching because the rhetoric has increased significantly.
Do you think in retaliation, China might weaken its currency against the US dollar?
Yeah, it's a really good point. So if you look at the Chinese, the yuan versus the dollar as of this morning, it's actually the weakest it's been since September, which was pre-phase one trade agreement. It's a bit of a double-edged sword for China, you know, weakening their currency. They do have a shortage of US dollars, but that could be another option they could do in order to increase, I guess, the advantage of their exports. There's plenty of options on the tables for both countries, and the worrying side is that both of them seem willing to use them. So that's definitely a possibility the Chinese could do.
Yeah, Jack, I know you're a big tech advocate, but last night the tech stocks were noticeably weaker than the broader market, obviously because of concerns over the U.S.-China tensions. The FMCG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Netflix, Google, they don't. What is your sense of the impact of these worsening ties between the two countries in terms of their fortunes, given the fact that they're nearly 24% of the S&P, which is a huge proportion, historically speaking?
Yeah, we might be getting to a point where we're seeing a crowded trade. You know, when we look at the enormous rally that we've seen in markets at this point in time, you know, like you just alluded to, a lot of that has been made up of the FANGs and a couple of extra. And then if you look at the emerging market rally, that's been made up of Tencent, Alibaba, Meishuan, Jianping, some of these tech giants. So you're starting to see possibly a crowded trade. Now, if we look back in history, and it's only a short history of tensions between these two countries, the worst affected stocks have been the tech stocks. So if tensions still, you know, continue to increase, this may be a possibility we'll see a sell down in some of these assets. Now, it's too early to say here, even though both tech countries or both tech stocks don't really do much business in each other's countries, with the exception of maybe Apple, that could be a weight on markets. So it's definitely something I'm watching, and definitely something where we've seen increased tensions during this trade war or tech war between these two countries. These has been the first thing to sell off. And we kind of saw that last night, you know, with the NASDAQ really underperforming the Dow and the S&P 500.
Now, speaking of the indexes, the S&P 500 almost closed above the 3,000 level. Last seen in March, does this rally still have legs, Jack? What's driving it?
Yeah, well, let's just take account of where we are. So we've seen almost 12 or 13 states, you know, partially or, you know, somewhat, you know, 3/4 reopen in the US for about 11 or 12 days. We haven't seen a massive spike in cases. We're seeing economies start to reopen. The news or the picture on the ground seems to be not as worse as we thought in terms of small to medium business. And there's a little bit of optimism around that we can get back to some type of normalcy. So I think that's driving it. I think you're seeing people jump back into market and try to find the catch trade before, you know, the market may go to new highs. We don't know. So I think there's a little of optimism around the world. I think central banks and governments have to be applauded. I think the bridge is working. And I think that's what's seeing markets, you know, driving higher going forward. So I'm still very optimistic. I'm still bullish. I've been bullish for 4 to 5 weeks now. And I believe we're still going to continue to see growth in markets across the globe, not only the US.
Well, you know, the thing is, like you mentioned, the central banks have been injecting liquidity into the market, but it doesn't resolve some of the more fundamental issues in the economy, right? Like insolvency might rise, and we've seen that rising and unemployment. So do you think the market has really priced in all this, the worst case scenario?
Well, possibly not. I mean, the market doesn't. I think the market's pricing in 2021 numbers. I just don't think it's going to be as bad as everybody thinks. Sure, we have seen mass unemployment. But I think I said this on your show 5 or 6 weeks ago, the quicker we open, the quicker we get back to filling some of these jobs. And I think it's like a sponge. The quicker we release the sponge, and we've released it quicker than we thought when we went into lockdown two and a half months ago, I think you'll see businesses start to pick up. They'll start to implore. There's still demand there. I believe there's still pent-up demand. And in terms of demand or consumption of the consumer has nearly shifted in this time, you know, shifted away from, you know, going out and spending at restaurants and, you know, maybe cooking at home or home improvement. I believe you'll see a shift of demand back to the things that we did previously before the lockdown. So there's no doubt it's a different economy. It's a much smaller global economy, but there is complete room to move. And it's like muscle memory. The quicker we go back, the quicker, you know, I've seen Rashaan's muscles, the quicker those you know, those biceps grow. So that's what I believe. You know, are we going to avoid a recession? Probably not. But can we get back to some type of, you know, first quarter 2021, you know, 80 or 90% of where we were in the global economy? I'm very optimistic that we actually can do that.
Yeah, Jack, very quickly, the German government's bailout of Lufthansa, what is your sense of this in terms of possibly the German government throwing more good money after bad? And does this necessarily offer a template for other governments around the world and their airline companies?
I don't think it's going to be the first bailout we see from governments. I think you're going to see some bailouts. I don't know if the US government is going to step into some of these US companies because, you know, come September, all part of the program was they wouldn't let off anyone before October. So I don't think this is going to be the first sign of bailouts by governments of airlines. If you want to talk about the last industries to get back up and running, it's these industries. You know, I don't think anyone's going to fly anytime soon, regardless of terms of the spike rates. And, you know, the $9.8 billion bailout of Lufthansa, I don't think is going to be is the last of governments doing that. The question is how long this $9.8 billion is going to last. If you look at that story in particular, you know, you're seeing a little bit of a battle between Germany and Brussels over how this bailout works and how Lufthansa is protected going forward. So the airlines are still an industry you need to be wary of and will probably be one of the last to recover.
All right, Jack, as always, thank you for your time this morning. That was Jack Cousy, Director of Strategy at VFS Group. And actually, on speaking of things getting back to normal, we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Should professional football matches restart? Let us know what you think over on Twitter. And right now, with 51 votes in, 37% saying yes with SOPs, 10% saying yes back to normal. So let us know what you think by voting on our poll. Up next, we'll be speaking to Datin Asima of Page on the reopening of schools. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.